relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's the kind of endorsement we appreciate, especially here on this show, because it's not called the Sebastian Gorka Show. I hated that when they offered me a national radio show. No, it's not about me. It's about the audience. It's about the message. That's why we're America First, and that's why President Trump gave us that endorsement that we, together with you, are America First. All right, how do you know you've got the best guest on the show? Because when you're actually talking about breaking news, he picks something up that even you and the rest of the media have totally missed live on radio. This was last week, talking about the latest iteration of the Biden file scandal. Just watch this clip from our good buddy, Devin Nunes.
Something caught my eye. I'm not sure if you caught the what you put on the screen to begin with this. It looked like it was a form to rent a house from Hunter Biden.
Yeah, this is when he purchased or rented the house where Biden's Corvette is. This is the form. Go ahead.
Okay, so catch it in the monthly rent at his previous residence in Quasto Place, wherever that is. He rented it for a year. Do you see that number there? Monthly rent?
$49,910 per month.
Per month. What the hell is that?
Devin, I think that's Burisma rates. So we're live on radio. I've just shown something, and he says, oh, have you read the rest of it? Because I was just talking about the fact that Hunter Biden's on the form buying or renting the property in which the Corvette skiff with the secret documents is. And he picks up, have you read? $49,000 a month? How does a crack addict do that? There's a reason he was the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, and we are so delighted, honored to have him in studio this time, because he's back in the swamp stirring up trouble for the swamp creatures, former chairman of the Intelligence Committee. He is the head of the Trump Media Group running that, you know, that little platform you may have heard of. It's called Truth Social. Devin Nunes, welcome back to America First.
It's great to be here. Great to be with all your paraphernalia here. Millennium Falcon and Battlestar Galactica, back when movies were good.
Back when movies were good, yes, indeed. With a little reminder of when culture wasn't left-wing and crazy. Every Monday we celebrate making movies great again with our good buddy Chris Coles. So I have to say, that was darn good radio where you were on a few days ago and you said, oh, read the rest of the form. And now we know there's some kind of document from the Hunter Biden laptop. Either it's the financial arrangement with Burisma or with one of the Chinese, you know, CFCC, where the monthly payment was $49,000.
Yeah.
So all of these things are connected. It's incredible.
Yeah, and you know, shortly after that we talked about that. It wasn't because of us, but you know, we noticed that. And then, of course, then everybody started to notice that.
Yes.
That how is this guy affording a $50,000 a month payment? And now it's real questionable because, wait a second, he was paying that to his dad or something?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot more questions here.
Now, we have a whole list of things. We have to talk about Truth Social, the arrest of the counterintelligence chief from the FBI in New York, your amazing cases that you're fighting, defamation cases. But first things first, can you give us your take as somebody who's, you know, been responsible for matters of national security, especially in the intelligence community, for oversight in this ever-burgeoning scandal? Every day there seems to be another iteration, another facet. First, it was the Penn-Biden office in D.C. with the closet, with the TSSCI documents. Then it was the garage with the Corvette. Then it was his private library. Now we find out, thanks to that document, it wasn't Joe Biden's home, it was Hunter Biden's home. And now we find out that Hunter Biden may have had access to those top secret documents. How far is this going to go? What do you think is behind it? Give us your expertise as the former chairman.
I think for this hour, you know, that you've been very gracious to have me here, I think we need to back up from all of this. And okay. how did we get here?
Yeah.
We got here because the National Security Division at the DOJ and the FBI are hopelessly corrupt. And Obama, his team, they knew exactly who they were doing, exactly the right people to put in place there, so that it would become essentially, I think I've heard you say this, but the Gestapo for the Democratic Party. And everything from that, you can build off of that, whether it be the Russia hoax or this latest FBI guy or the fact that the Hunter Biden laptop from hell was censored before the election, all the way to, you know, why hasn't anything happened to Hunter Biden? I mean, all of this stuff is related. And they use the National Security Division, as you very well know, because they can wall it off and silo it from the rest of DOJ and the FBI. And, I mean, they did a...
Because classified, this is a CI, can't talk about him, this isn't a crim case, you know, just firewall it off.
CI, right?
Right.
Counterintelligence, that's one of their favorite. That's how they were able to investigate the fake investigation. Well, it was a phony investigation, but corrupt investigation into the Trump campaign in 2016.
Right.
They did that through what? CI. Oh, we're just, and I remember in early 17, we were starting the, you know, the Russia hoax stuff. Oh, this is just a CI investigation. Don't worry about it. We're just trying to protect everyone. We're not really going after Trump or Carter Page or anybody like that. We're just trying to make sure that the Russians aren't getting in here or the Chinese or somebody else. So that's what they've effectively done. And I give them credit for their level of understanding over time to place all these people in the right places. So, you know, I think the rest of the day here and the rest of this hour, we're going to go through all this, and I just want people to remember this is why we're here.
Can you walk us through that moment? So there's that, we actually played it when you were on the show last week, when you gave that seminal press conference with regards to unmaskings. Mm-hmm. And when you came to us in the White House to look at the evidence of what the intelligence community was doing to politically target members of the Trump campaign, the Trump administration. Yeah. Could you walk us through what it was like as somebody who'd been in politics, who had the clearances, who had been doing oversight, and then suddenly you turn a corner and you realize that this is literally the weaponization of the IC. What was that like for you as the chairman?
Yeah, well, I sensed it in 2016, right after the election, when all of a sudden these guys who wouldn't do anything to Putin or Russia, and Putin continued to have his way with us around the world. And I called it early in the spring, ironically, in the spring of 16, I called it the largest intelligence failure since 9/11, 2001. And after that, you know, you had, you know, the invasion of Crimea with little green men. You know all the story.
Yep.
So you can imagine my surprise when in after the election they say Russians, and I'm like, wait a second, I've been the only one that's been doing anything about this. I just blasted you guys back in the spring for this being a huge intelligence failure. Well, little did I know, this is when they were framing the Trump campaign. I mean, at the same time they were framing. So they weren't doing anything to Putin, and they turn around and blame Putin for Trump. They were just trying to smear him like an October surprise. And the FBI had to have known about it. All of these cast of characters, I mean, either they're completely incompetent, which in some cases that's probably true, but not all of them were incompetent.
But it's
not. This is something, you know this simply, you know this quickly.
Right.
Like, Carter Page, what's going on? Well, it takes like no time. You can figure it out.
Right.
Right. So they concocted this whole story, that dossier. When you read that dossier, you knew that dossier was complete garbage. Now, fast forward to just this bust this week of Deripaska, this Russian guy. Now, remember, in our investigation, we unearthed that these same cast of characters were going to Deripaska trying to get him to confirm the dossier, to be the source.
Because,
you know, he at least is a real Russian, and he does have ties to Putin.
And
which the FBI knew about because they were taking cash from him.
And Christopher Steele was working for him.
And Christopher Steele was working for them.
But
and remember, don't forget, Bruce Orr, your audience will know this.
DOJ.
One of the top guys at the DOJ, his wife.
Nellie Orr.
Working for Fusion GPS, working on this Russian nonsense. They're all tied, orchestrating meetings with this guy with this FBI guy, McDonald, or whatever the hell it is, McGonagall. And they're all trying to get meetings so that this guy can get a visa. And then lo and behold, the guy finally says, you know, to Deripaska's credit, who has a mansion, by the way, not far from here, okay? Obama has a mansion on Kalorama. You go right around the corner, Seabass. You know where I'm talking about. Okay, you go right over the bridge.
I know.
And then you make a right, and there's Deripaska's house.
Wow.
I mean, it's all where all the embassies are and the ambassador's residence and right. all of that. So, you know, I think what's happening here, look, there's going to be more to this story. But the bottom line here is that Deripaska, well known by all of these characters for many, many years, definitely ties to Putin, but also had business interest here. And they tried to get him to do something and he wouldn't do it. And I think the obvious reason why he wouldn't do it, I love these FBI guys. They think they're so brilliant, but they forgot one thing. Can you imagine? So here's a guy who's multi-billionaire, right? He's one of the oligarchs
yes.
in Russia. What happens?
Can you hold that? Let's have a tease here. We're going to go the Deripaska trail. Follow us down the rabbit hole. We're talking to the former chairman of the Intelligence Committee. He is the CEO, the head of the Trump Media Group right now, responsible for Truth Social. You should be on Truth Social. Every single one of our one-on-one interviews is available right now. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Never miss it. Got on the scales again today. I've lost another 2.5 pounds. Guys, that's beyond my wildest dream. I'm pushing 35 pounds I've lost in less than 3 months. How? Because her PhD weight loss and nutrition system is super easy. No calorie counting, no stupid starvation diets, and no craves. It's the easiest, it's the only diet I've been on ever that truly works. 20 years of trying to lose the weight, I'm now within striking distance of my target weight. My wife is ecstatic, and even Mike Gallagher, he's lost 50 pounds. Find out for yourself. It's an amazing system. Please call 828-552-3333. Book your first consultation. Their advisors stick with you through the whole process. They talk to you every week. It really, really works. I have not felt this good in over 20 years. That's 828-552-3333, or just go to their website, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. You will not regret it.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Happy warriors indeed, in part because it's the new Dr. G Mark II. Thanks for all the kind compliments. Everybody who came up to me at SHOT Show in Vegas last week. Yeah, 42 pounds lighter. How did I do it? With the amazing offices of Dr. Ashley Lucas and her PhD weight loss team. If I can do it after 20 years of trying, so can you. 5 meals a day burns the fat. No stupid calorie counting. No pill popping. Find out for yourself. Call them today. 864-644-9190. That's 864-644-1900. MyPhdWeightLoss.com. Feel better. It's the new you. You can do it. MyPhdWeightLoss.com. We're back with the former chairman of the Intelligence Committee. He's the head of the Trump Media Group right now, running Truth Social. Follow him right now on Truth Social at Devin Nunes. We were in the midst of this story, this Russian oligarch.
But can I interrupt?
Yeah.
It's your show, but...
No, you're the guest in studio.
But you were talking about your weight loss.
Yeah.
And it was funny, the other day my wife said, is Sebastian Gorka, is he sick? He looks like he's lost a lot of weight.
Not sick, healthier. Healthy. Thank you. But she noticed. She noticed.
Yeah, she noticed.
Seriously, it feels amazing. I had to go shopping with my wife, and I was in the changing room, and I had to get her to keep bringing me new pairs of jeans because I tried on a 40, tried on a 38. I'm down to 36. I haven't been 36 since I was in my 20s. So, guys, it's just a great feeling. But thank you for noticing.
Yeah.
All right, so we're in the midst of this story. Deripaska, a billionaire oligarch from Russia, connected with Christopher Steele, connected with this head of counterintelligence in New York for the FBI, McGonagall. We'll talk about him in a moment. And then he has this beautiful mansion in Kalorama. And you were saying, finishing the story?
Well, look, I think the Deripaska if you, and this is what I think I want you to answer, can you imagine, here's a guy, ties to Putin, billionaire. If he was to become a source, and of course those guys were going to leak it, right? I mean, this guy's name would have been all over the place, that he confirms these ties to Putin, blah, 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 all the garbage in the dossier, P tapes and prostitutes and all the crazy stuff. What's going to happen when he goes back to Russia?
Wow.
He's going to be freaking killed.
He's going to disappear.
You're never going to see the guy again.
Right.
So the fact, like, how clumsy can you be?
Yeah.
These are the top people in the FBI. This was the top guy for counterintelligence, CIA, New York.
Can I drill down on this for a second?
This is crazy.
Can I drill down on this
That they would
second?
Even try it.
So, look, I don't want to lessen what they've done. So going after Bannon, going after Peter Navarro, putting him in leg irons at Reagan Airport, going after Kash Patel, going after your staff. Mm-hmm. This is evil. This is wrong. This is the weaponization of the intelligence community and federal law enforcement.
Of our whole government.
But on the flip side, this is very interesting that sometimes they evidence a real lack of any sophistication. When you've got, for example, Strzok and Page, the FBI lovebirds, using their government phones to text each other, to text each other about, oh, don't worry, if Trump wins, we've got a plan B. And I went to the Walmart and I smelt the stink of Trump voters. Yeah. These aren't very smart individuals. And McGonagall.
But hold on, though. They were smart.
Why?
Because, go back to what I started with.
Yeah.
They took over the National Security Division of the DOJ.
So they just felt protected.
And they thought they had an impenetrable force field all the way around them until our investigation.
Until you guys came
along. And we broke through all of that. And McGonagall was also in, you know, talk about the lovebird, Strzok and Page. We did pick him up in our investigation, right? He was in those text messages as they were. And I think there's still more now to try to unlock. It'll be interesting if Durham know about this? If so, why not? Why would he not know about this? It's pretty serious. Did Durham have anything to do with this prosecution? I don't know if he turned this over. Did he drum this up? But for sure now, this is another really important lane for Durham to go down, in my estimation.
Do you have any...
If the corrupt Garland and...
But do you have any faith? Do you have any faith that Durham is going to do anything meaningful?
Well, I've always believed that Durham is a very credible guy. And I say that because it's the only damn investigation in Washington that's never leaked.
This is true, but when you look at the results to date after a couple of years, all you see is small fry who walk if they're Democrats, and we never see any case being brought against FBI managers.
Right, until now.
Okay.
Right, until now. Now, this was Durham didn't bring it, but did Durham find it?
So let's talk about,
I think that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see if there's a nexus. So let's talk about, you said it's a big deal. Let's talk about how big a deal this is. So this individual, McGonagall, who is a protege, is a friend of Comey's. Comey sends to New York, which is the biggest FBI field office in America, houses the local JTTF, the local Joint Terrorism Task Force, and he's made head of CI, of counterintelligence for New York. And now we find out he's been being paid cash by Armenian businessmen, working with Russian intel assets. I mean, if this were the Cold War, this would be the level of a Hansen betrayal, wouldn't it? This would be a huge case.
This should be 24/7 on all of the news channels,
right? Right.
Yeah, and but it's not just that. Let's get all the players in here. They're all related, okay? Because you've got McCabe was the head of the office, who later became Comey's deputy in Washington. So he was the head of the New York office. His partner on the other side was Peter Strzok. So you have McGonagall, Strzok, McCabe all working together. And then, of course, how convenient when they moved to D.C., they're all working on the same thing. And McCabe is famous for framing General Flynn for that whole ambush at the White House.
Right.
And they were deciding who was going to go with them. All the same players. I mean, that's the... The bad thing is they corrupted the national security division at the DOJ, and now it's spread to all of DOJ. The good thing is that, I've always said this, it still comes down to not very many people that they should be able to find, and now they found another one. I mean, Strzok's gone, Page's gone, they didn't get busted, but now this guy's gone.
Well, and one of those even got his pension back, right? They removed his pension one day before vesting.
That was the Biden administration who did that.
And then they gave it back to him.
Yeah, yeah. That was McCabe.
Right, McCabe.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to talk about the ramifications of what's happening on Capitol Hill. We have a new speaker. We have a Republican House. Certain shake-ups announced last night when it comes to the House Intelligence Committee that is formally chaired by our guest. Follow him right now on Truth Social. He is Devin Nunes. And we are available on all social media that matters. Follow us right now on Truth Social, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Parler, on Getter, on Telegram, on Cloud Hub. You can watch us. Yes, we are a TV show as well, SalemNewsChannel.com. And for my personal access to my latest products, you can go to my Substack, which is SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. What size T-shirt do you take, Mr. Chairman?
Extra large.
Extra large?
Or large. Depends on if they're the skinny guy ones or not.
Or they're not the skinny guy ones. Well, we'll get you a large because he mentioned it. Yes, we birthed it here. The FBI is Biden's Gestapo. It is the hottest selling item on our website right now. It is the FBI Gestapo T-shirt. And jointly with Chris Plant, it is the FBI classic yellow on blue. But this time it stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Mr. Nunes will be receiving one from us today. But you can get yours, everything made in America, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. Stay on this channel. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or mypillow.com, code Gorka.
You just raised a question. I'm going to be very clear with you. The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't know. What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. When Devin Nunes put out a memo, he said it was false. When we had a laptop, he used it before an election to be politics and say that it was false and said it was the Russians, when he knew different.
Kevin McCarthy, new Speaker of the House, coming out guns a-blazing. Schiff, the most mendacious individual on Capitol Hill, kicked off the committee. Eric Swalwell, who strangely cannot say the following words: I never slept with a Chinese intelligence officer. He can't say that. It's so strange. He's been kicked off too. You heard what Kevin said about Devin Nunes, the former chairman. Well, he's with us right now in studio. What a fabulous, fabulous guest to have. Chairman Nunes, Devin, explain to us how egregious. Can you put meat on the bone of what Kevin just said about Schiff's chairmanship?
Well, look, if you go back, I mean, all this time that he's been there, starting in 17, you know, he knew. I was out there publicly saying that, look, there's no evidence of Trump in Russia. There's none. And he would say things continually like, oh, they're just covering for Trump. You haven't seen what I've seen.
I've seen the evidence. I can't talk about it, but I've seen the evidence.
More than circumstantial evidence, he said at one time. He had so many variations of all of this evidence that he had supposedly seen. And then we would go out and say, no, that's a lie. And, you know, at that time, you know, we had everybody against us. I mean, even, you know, even a lot of the so-called conservative, you know, outlets were even kind of attacking us, right, at that time. You know, and the reality was is that I always said this, and it still baffles me, that the one crime we knew that was committed early on was the leak of General Flynn talking to the Russian ambassador. He's the incoming national security advisor, and there were 9 sources, all high-level leaks at the highest level, right? Like, I won't even get into, you know, like kind of what I know and how, you know, how all that would happen, but you can just imagine, you know, transcripts of these calls.
Yeah, these are intelligence intercepts which have been transcribed are being given to the press.
Exactly. That was the only crime, and I said, what the hell is going on here? Right? Early, so we opened an investigation immediately into that when I was chair then early in 2017. Meanwhile, you had Schiff and Swalwell and all of these guys out there saying Trump Russia, Trump Russia, Trump Russia. And the reality is, no, we just had one of the biggest leaks in American history, an incoming national security advisor talking to the Russian ambassador here in Washington. One of the biggest leaks. Where the hell was the FBI? Where was the DOJ? What the hell were they doing? They never did a damn thing until they walk in, frame General Flynn. They should have went in there and said, hey, do you know how these got out? Right? And of course, you know, General Flynn, you know, had every right. Remember, we went through all this inertia of should the national incoming national security advisor be talking? You know, what was that? Was it the Logan Act? I mean, they were bringing out things from 200 years ago and trying to apply the law, even though they never been prosecuted. Who? The top people at the Department of Justice.
Yeah. And then afterwards, the
National Security Division, no less, who was supposed to be, here they are, circling the toilet drain on the Logan Act. Meanwhile, they're not doing a damn thing about one of the biggest leaks in this town in this history. Now, a couple weeks later after that, I think you might have even been at the White House at the time, I can't remember, but leaked out a call between the president, President Trump at the time, and the Mexican president. Correct. Then a call, I was at a dinner with the Australian ambassador the night that the phone call leaks between Trump and the Australian prime minister. So here we've got now 3 massive leaks at the highest level, and nobody did a damn thing about it. And I always said, you know, how many press conferences did I give until finally I stopped talking to the fake news? I would say, we have major crimes being committed here, and you guys are doing nothing about it, right? And then, you know, later I go to the White House after, you know, I was able to review files, you know, because I was trying to get to the bottom. How are these leaking out? So I was actually able to see how some of this was leaking out. And then I briefed the president on it and said, hey, I think we got a problem here, right? There's all of these bad things are happening. There's a major problem. And, of course, what did they accuse me of? He's leaking classified information to the president. What? And then, you know, then I was under an ethics investigation.
The chairman of the Intelligence Committee of Congress is leaking classified information to the man for whom the classification system actually exists. And on the flip side, we have James Comey in a public event later laughing about entrapping my former colleague Mike Flynn with that interview. We're talking to former chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes. He's now the CEO of the Trump Media Group. Follow him right now on his platform. It's Truth Social. It is a freedom of speech First Amendment platform. No bots. Just interaction with people who, you know, share your patriotism for this nation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. Find out for yourself. It's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. Call today, 800-500-8384. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Nothing but the pain. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. If you enjoy America First, support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. The left hates him. You heard what the FBI did to him. They ambushed him at a Hardee's recently and said, "Give us your phone." Why? Is he a cartel leader? Is he a drug smuggler? No, he's a conservative. Let's have his back. Go right now to MyPillow.com. Use my name for up to 66% off. He's got over 150 amazing products. Get a good night's sleep. The MyPillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. More than 71 million sold. They're that good. Treat yourself and get a good night's sleep. Call 800-829-8468 or just go to MyPillow.com. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. So I'm going to go back to what you just said about how you gave advice to the president. We've got problems here, the leaks coming out of the administration. A week into the administration, the new NSC phone book with the new directors and deputy directors, which is a classified, it's a phone book, but it's classified. 6 days after we came in, before Mike Flynn had signed off on it, it was leaked to the Washington Post.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I went to Mike and I said, "Mike," I didn't even work for Mike, but we were friends. And I said, "Mike, you got to get a grip of this. You can't be 6 days in and have, you know, the senior director of the Intel Directorate of the NSC's name in the Washington Post with his phone number.
So then they can go attack him and they can write fake news stories. Right. And of course, what they wanted to do, they were all tied to Russians.
Right. So I said to him, "Mike, let me give you some advice. Right now, you call up the AG, you call up the Attorney General, and you get every damn polygrapher from the Attorney General, from the DOJ, to the EEOB, to the Eisenhower Executive Building. You lock the doors, and you polygraph all 420 people in the NSC until you find out who leaked it. And then you frog march them out of the building, and you charge them with you know, contravention of the Espionage Act." Mike looked at me, and he said, "Seb, great idea. But you can't rock the boat." Isn't the trouble that we didn't rock the boat enough? And that's how we got the Vindmans. That's how we got the Miles Taylors. Isn't there a need for a drastic cleaning of house?
Well, if you remember, what Flynn wanted to do was, you know, he had done a lot of work. I mean, he was the best intelligence general.
32 years in service.
But the best probably since World War II.
Right.
And he had a specific plan. You know, he knew he had written some papers called Fixing Intel way back in the, and he talked about the problems in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's when I actually first started working with him back in those days. And I got to know him really well. And, you know, his idea was that, look, there's too many bureaucrats here in Washington. This whole top level needs to go. You need to push people out to the field and you got to get back to real work. Right. And that was another reason why they wanted him early and often, and they wanted him gone.
Yeah.
Because there were so many people that he knew he was going to get rid of all of them. Because, you know, and at the time, remember, Flynn is not, at that point, he's not a Republican.
No, he's a Democrat. His whole family were Democrats.
Yeah. And so Flynn is looking to this as, look, I just want to get a guy like Trump who can actually help us fix this because he believed in the country. And then the guy pays this horrible price for it. And, you know, I just remember at the time, and this is in, you know, Lee Smith's great book, The Plot Against the President. That was later, in, you know, turned into a movie or a documentary, and I said at the time to anybody who would listen, if you get rid of Flynn, and I think, you know, President Trump, you know, made one mistake, and I think ultimately he probably didn't want to do it, But when he fired Flynn, got rid of Flynn, forced Flynn out, I said, now there's blood in the water.
Yeah.
And you watch. And I said, Priebus, you're going to be next. Bannon, all you guys are going to, it's going to, and sure as hell, like within 6, 8 months, 9 months.
Blood in the water.
They were all gone.
Right.
They were all eliminated from the battlefield.
So this has to happen, doesn't it? I mean, we have to have a strong hand at the tiller. If President Trump comes back in 2024, you've got to set the tone very rapidly. You can't have leaks in the first week.
Right.
Something has to be done differently.
Well, I mean, look, the problems have spiraled out of control. I mean, the contagion now has reached the archives. It's reached, you know, it's just the SEC. All of the military with all the woke garbage, right. You know, and how they're treating these service members that don't want to get the COVID vaccine. So there is so much now to fix. It's going to take the American people. Hopefully you see, I mean, how many more people need to leave California, Illinois, and New York before eventually those people that are left in those states realize, well, wait a second, what happened to my neighbors? What's going on with this economy? Why is there homeless people all around?
Yeah.
So, you know, look, this is going to come down. I mean, it's coming down to just a few states. I mean, here we are 2 years out. This race, whoever it's going to be, I'm not convinced it's going to be Biden, by the way, because I think he's got a real problem with these documents. But it's going to come down to basically Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan. And somebody's got to break through those states.
The book is Countdown to Socialism. Get it right now by our guest, Devin Nunes. Follow him on Truth Social at Devin Nunes. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's a little clip from Merrick Garland right after the Mar-a-Lago raid. I'd like to get you to react to this, Devin. Cut to play cut.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights.
He took no questions. He walked off the stage. When in America did it become a crime to criticize the FBI? We're not allowed to do that, Devin?
Well, and remember the timing of that. Okay, this was 4 days after the Mar-a-Lago raid when everybody's waiting for, wait a second, what are these classified documents? What's going on here? And he comes out and says, you can't attack the FBI. It's like, where the hell have you been, dude?
Right.
Like, I know you're not supporting the Durham investigation. Right. You haven't allowed these prosecutions of the FBI and DOJ officials to happen. You know, now you just see this guy, one of the top counterintelligence guys who just took $225,000. I'm sure that, you know, there's a story there, too, on how they figured that out. So, you know, look, Congress has a say in this, right? I mean, I remember when we were subpoenaing the DOJ and we told them, I told Rosenstein and Ray, I said, look, you guys are under investigation here. I mean, I was there with the Speaker of the House and other members of the committee. You guys are under investigation. And, you know, they're like, well, what are you going to do, arrest us? I said, well, did you do anything wrong? And, you know, but we don't have the ability to arrest. But Congress now, building off of all of this stuff that's happened over the last 5 years, Congress now has a say. The House of Representatives has a say, and now there's a committee to do it.
We need this man back on Capitol Hill, or men like him, because he understands what oversight really is. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem News Channel, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now across the country, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough. Go right now, ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Rather apposite music, Lord of the Rings, Little Hobbits. What do? They fight for justice, for truth. Not the American way, the Shire's way, but it's analogous. Just a few minutes left. So sad, but at least we've had him in the studio for the whole hour. Former chairman of the Intelligence Committee, the chairman, the head of the Trump media group that is home to Truth Social. Follow him at Devon Nunes. The book is Countdown to Socialism. One of the reasons you're in the swamp is because you're not just fighting for truth on Truth Social, what you did on Capitol Hill. You're also fighting those who defame patriots like yourself. Why is it important to bring cases against, you know, the mainstream media for what they say about you, me, Trump, and MAGA voters? Why is that important?
Because it's against the law. And you cannot just make stuff up about people. And I think our democracy and the survival of it really depends on that. You can't have one neighbor accusing another neighbor across the street of things that aren't true. We talked about Adam Schiff earlier, right? Yeah. Which is why he's no longer in the Intelligence Committee.
Right.
This is the same thing that's true. What's happened is the degradation of these press outlets. I mean, you always knew they were left, but now they're weaponized. Every damn one of them. I mean, 95% of the news that gets created and pushed out there is fake. And then you run it through a funnel. Matter of fact, my book, Countdown to Socialism, that I wrote before the Hunter Biden laptop, and I basically sadly predicted it, but it becomes a funnel, right? And it goes into these phones, and it comes out through social media. Before there was Truth Social, it was just going to the few, and then they can censor. They can decide. They build algorithms, and they can decide what you see. And so you have to get to the root. So I left Congress to create Truth Social, to open up the internet, working with Rumble to give the people their voice back. But also, you know, these cases have to come forward because it won't stop.
Yeah.
It won't stop. How many times do I have to get accused of running to the White House at midnight and leaking the, you know, jumping over the fence and all the BS stories that are out there? You know, I'm not going to let it happen. And so, you know, if you defame me, I'm going to take you to court and I'm going to fight through it. And, you know, none of these are easy. They're very, very difficult. But, you know, luckily in a few cases, we're moving forward, which is good. And look, if we can somehow be successful here, and maybe in the long run, it'll help the country. I mean, imagine a place where, you know, where people are just doing reporting.
Yeah, where it's actually news.
Not opinion.
Well, I wish you some Nick Sandman or Carl Rittenhouse level of success with those cases. I know your former investigator, Kash Patel, has a foundation that's helping others fight with Kash.com. He's an example of what we need many, many more of. Former chairman of the Intelligence Committee. Follow him on Truth Social at Devon Nunes. Get on Truth Social. Make sure you never miss any episodes of America First. Follow us, subscribe to us on Spotify, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Yes, indeed. This is the Salem News Channel. No monologue today because we've got so much news, disturbing news, important news. First, it was OAN. Now they're coming after the fastest growing TV channel out there. It's the one where I have a weekend show. It's called the Gorka Reality Check. And DirecTV, 70% owned by AT&T, cut the cord last night. Why? Let's ask the man who knows. He is the CEO of Newsmax. He's a friend of mine, Chris Ruddy. Welcome to America First.
Sebastian, thank you for having me on. Always great being on with you.
So let's talk about this story, which is so blatant. We found out, thanks to Elon Musk, what was happening secretly behind the scenes to actually, you know, use the tools of social media to censor conservatives with the release of the Twitter files. But this is happening out in the open. What happened yesterday at midnight?
Well, to the surprise of a lot of our viewers, 13 million of them to get to Newsmax through DirecTV, we were deplatformed. We were removed, and we are being off air. We were censored by DirecTV. AT&T owns DirecTV. Should not have come as a complete surprise. As you know, they deplatformed last year One America, OAN. OAN, as you know, was listed, as Newsmax was and Fox News, by the House Democrats in a letter they sent in 2021 to all the cable companies, including DirecTV, demanding the deplatforming of Newsmax, claiming we were offering misinformation on the elections and other matters. They just don't want to have conservative points of view. And DirecTV has 22 liberal news channels. Most of them have lower ratings than Newsmax. And they're keeping all of them on. They deplatformed One America. They're deplatformed. They just deplatformed this week Newsmax. And I think we're left with Fox. Fox is fine, but as you know, Fox is not enough. Why do they get 22 liberal channels, and conservatives only get one? They want to control the narrative.
Now, they're making something up about financial interests. The 70 other companies, however, were being paid a license fee by DirecTV. You wanted the equitable arrangement. And then there are 22 other ones that are left-wing. They make billions, literally billions of dollars a year. So this has to be a smokescreen, this financial argument. Correct, Chris?
Oh, my God. It's more than a smokescreen. It's a rodeo. I don't know. It's just they're just trying to fool people, really. AT&T DirecTV made $3 billion on their satellite and service here, only $3 billion. And they're on target like that. So they're making plenty of money. They always say that when they drop a conservative channel, it's for cost. Meanwhile, they keep all the liberal channels. Now, news has a rating. As you know, we're the number four cable news channel in the United States, top 16 of all hundreds of cable channels. We get 25 million people watching this regularly, and that's all according to Nielsen reports. They did not like the fact that we're bigger than 22 liberal news channels that they carry on DirecTV. Three quarters of those channels have less ratings than Newsmax, and they all get a fee, and they all get a fee bigger than what we were asked. And they were very clear in the negotiations with us, and they've said it publicly in statements they weren't supposed to, so that's why I can talk about it. They said to us, we will never pay Newsmax one penny. It's like what you pay the top 100 channels. We're a top 16 channel. The top 100 channels, Sebastian, every single one of them gets paid. Why would Newsmax not get a fee? What would be the reason? And they're discriminating against us for political reasons. That's all we can figure out. I think it's clear as day. We're urging people to call their members of Congress and say, please fight against this censorship against conservative media. We're urging members of customers of DirecTV, UVerse, to call their company, DirecTV, tell them that they're demanding Newsmax be put back on, or they'll cancel. Or you can cancel right away if you want. Newsmax is carried on all the other major cable channels. We're on Dish. We're on Fubo. There's many places you can get us. The other thing is we have a website with a petition, and we have all the phone numbers there. It's very simple. IWantNewsMax.com. IWantNewsMax.com. It's right there. And we're getting a huge response in the tens of thousands today.
Now, let me put something to you. So the website, if you are fed up with blatant censorship of conservatives, IWantNewsMax.com. But let me put it to you. It's not just that you're conservatives and that you're providing real news. I'm sure it has a lot to do with my show that's been on your platform for a couple of years now, the Gawker Reality Check. But I think it's, let me run something past you. Isn't it the explosion of Newsmax? I think because of the last 2 years, this skyrocketing of popularity of Newsmax, isn't that the real impetus why they're coming after you? What do you think of that?
I think it's, there's a couple of things going on. One is we know on the Twitter things, the government colluded with a private company to censor conservative media. Never heard of this before, right? This is a major violation. We know that government that the government acted, Pelosi and her people in the House wrote that letter. We know that the Biden administration approved very quickly a $43 billion merger for AT&T's Warner Media Division, which included CNN, to the Discovery Channel company. That was done like nobody could believe it. It was at that time that One America was deplatformed and removed. We might have been part of a deal there. I don't know, but I believe we've asked congressmen to investigate. Congressman Wesley Hunt put a letter to DirecTV and AT&T saying they wanted to have hearings. 41 other congressmen signed the letter, and they're saying this is just out-and-out discrimination against conservative media. If we don't fight back, all our freedoms, I think, are in jeopardy here.
Yeah, I've got the letter in front of me from the congressman. That is to the CEO of AT&T, to DirecTV and TPG Capital. And I'm impressed. I mean, the list of names: Daryl Issa, Ken Buck, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, Matt Gaetz, Mike Walsh, Lauren Boebert, Ronnie Jackson, on and on and on. What is your message right now? You're talking to 3 million people live across the country from California to D.C. What is your message to AT&T, Chris Ruddy?
Well, I would say that if you stand with us, whether you get DirecTV or not, this fight is for you, right? Because we're fighting as well for the freedom and future of America. They know the 24 elections coming up. They want to control the narrative. They want to restrict conservative voices. Very woke company. I could go into the history of AT&T. But AT&T relies on people like you. DirecTV relies on people like you. Even if you don't have DirecTV, if you have an AT&T cell phone, there are a lot of other options. You don't need them for internet and web services. Let your congressman know you don't want government doing business with AT&T. So there's a lot of steps that you can take as an individual. And I can tell you, we're not going to let this go, because this is a very clear act of political censorship and discrimination. We need Americans to stand with us. Go to IWantNewsMax.com, call AT&T and DirecTV today, and tell them that you're fed up and you're not going to stand for it.
A service provider, let's be very clear here, a service provider that is canceling a company purely because of politics. Never happened before. Tell your congressman, your senator, go right now to IWantNewsMax.com. Right. Follow this man, Chris Ruddy, NMX. That's for Newsmax. On Twitter, at Chris Ruddy, NMX. More power to your elbow. Keep on fighting, Chris. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Never, ever miss any of our episodes. We have an amazing one-on-one, Devin Nunes, for the whole third hour today. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never miss an episode. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And don't forget to check out the store, SebGorkaStore.com, for all your America First gear, especially the FBI Fascist Bureau of Intimidation t-shirt. Hottest seller, SebGorkaStore.com.
Three. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.